From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. Federal regulators have charged investment bank Goldman Sachs with fraud related to sales of subprime mortgage securities. The Securities and Exchange Commission charges that Goldman intentionally created a mortgage investment product that would let it profit from the collapse of the housing market, while customers who bought the product lost billions of dollars. The Commerce Department reports new home construction is up. Danielle Carson reports the better-than-expected performance for March brings housing starts to their highest level since November of 2008.
The March numbers bring welcome news to home builders who've been facing stiff competition from a glut of foreclosed properties with irresistibly low price tags. Nigel Gall, chief U.S. economist at IHS Global Insight, says with other sectors of the economy getting stronger, home builders should see their business pick up steam.
It looks like the economy has really turned on a sustainable basis and that we're going to be creating jobs over the rest of the year. And it would be very good news for home builders because it will give people more confidence to buy.
Galt says the demand for new homes may drop off a bit after the home buyer tax credit expires on April 30th. But a survey this week finds builders are more optimistic. Analysts say that may explain why new building permits jumped 7.5% last month. It's a leading indicator that new home construction will grow stronger. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson.
Airline passengers across Europe are stranded again today, as are people in other countries trying to get to Europe. Airports in Britain, France, and Germany are among those closed because of a giant ash cloud from a volcanic eruption in Iceland. And as NPR's David Shaper reports, it's still unclear how long it might be before flights can resume.
The huge cloud of volcanic ash contains tiny particles of volcanic rock that can cause severe damage when sucked into jet airplane engines, putting the lives of air travelers in jeopardy. Volcanic ash can remain aloft for days, and the ash can travel thousands of miles. So FAA spokeswoman Laura Brown says it's still not clear just how long some European airports will need to remain closed.
That depends on how long the volcano continues to erupt, and obviously which way the wind is blowing and how strong the wind is. So some of the airports may be able to open within the next few days, but it looks like the major impacts of this are going to continue.
Some scientists suggest the volcano in Iceland could remain active and disrupt air travel off and on for months. David Shaper, NPR News.
Former Los Angeles Police Chief Daryl Gates is dead at age 83. He led the L.A. department during the city's 1992 riots after four white police officers were acquitted of most charges in the beating of Rodney King. The case attracted heavy national attention. Stocks are down on a variety of negative business news this morning. This is NPR News. Syria denies Israel's charges that it has delivered long-range Scud missiles to the Shiite Hezbollah militia in Lebanon. Peter Kenyon reports from Beirut, Lebanon, that Syria also accuses Israel of laying the groundwork for military action. The Obama administration says it's troubled by the missile reports.
Syria's foreign ministry said in a statement that claims that it had shipped long-range Scud missiles over the border to Hezbollah in Lebanon were fabrications. It said Israel, quote, aims through these claims to further strain the atmosphere in the region. Israeli President Shimon Peres directly accused Damascus of shipping the Scuds, and Israeli defense officials say the introduction of missiles capable of hitting major targets throughout Israel could disturb the military balance in the region. U.S. officials have said they're troubled by the reports and that if true, the delivery of new Scuds to Hezbollah could have a destabilizing effect. In Lebanon yesterday, lawmakers gathered in a national dialogue and agreed not to tackle the issue of Hezbollah's weapons. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Beirut.
A Wisconsin federal judge has declared the National Day of Prayer unconstitutional, but James Dobson, the founder of the conservative religious group Focus on the Family, says there will be a National Day of Prayer on May 6th, nevertheless.
We know what our mission is, we know what our purpose is, we know what our message is, and we're going to go ahead and do what we've always done and let the courts do what they're going to do.
Congress established the National Day of Prayer in 1952. The judge's injunction won't take effect until appeals are exhausted, and the White House says President Obama will still proclaim the observance on May 6th. Presidents typically issue a proclamation asking Americans to pray. I'm Paul Brown in Washington.